Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time once again for At the Movies with Mel. So we're pleased to welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello again. I'm back in the saddle. Today I'm going to talk about two things. One is the streaming services. I seem to make a lot of reference to the streaming services, but what I'd like to talk about today is kind of what they are, and maybe more importantly, what they cost. So, and then I have a few recommendations for Netflix in particular. And finally, if there's time, I will talk about the upcoming opening of the Maison de Cinema, which is happening on Friday. And now, what I've been able to ascertain about that, just quickly, is that movies will be shown. There's five coming very soon in English, several in French. And what I'm not clear on, because I just couldn't find it on the site, was whether the movies will be permitted to sell like popcorn and candy and such, the way they usually do. In other words, are the concessions?
Yeah, so I don't that think they're be, open.
Have
yeah.
you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard anyway, that. Yeah, they're not allowed to sell any snacks because people would be taking their masks off. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. It wasn't so clear on the site, but I think that kind of makes sense, and it's what one would expect. Yeah. Anyway, so welcome back to the Maison de Cinema. But now let's chat a bit about the streaming services. As I've probably said several times, I subscribe to several, five actually. The first and sort of the first and the biggest is Netflix. And one of the nice things about Netflix is that you can share it with someone else because you can be watching on more what they call more than one screen at a time. So then the monthly cost of Netflix at the moment can range anywhere from $10 to $14 or so, depending on how many, the quality, if it's HD or not, and how many different screens it's on. So if you and your neighbor want to share that, it's actually quite legal to do that. So, we'll come back a little bit to Netflix, but another streaming service that I'd like to mention as being quite worth it is Amazon. It's the Amazon Prime cost. So if you subscribe to Amazon Prime, which is of course on online, then it's $79 plus tax annually. So you can figure out how much that is a month. But you buy it annually, and then you get the Amazon Prime streaming service on your TV or on your computer. And that's worth it in a number of ways. One is because they have really quality, somewhat higher quality stuff, I find, on Amazon. Another streaming service, which is probably one of the very, very best ones, is called Disney Plus. And that can range between, the cost just changed yesterday, February 23rd. It went from $9 to $12 a month, Canadian. But even at $12 a month, it's actually a pretty good deal. And you get, within Disney Plus, you get Disney films, cartoons, whatever. You get the Marvel Universe film. You have Pixar, which is kind of associated with Disney. Star Wars, National Geographic, and as of, again, yesterday, a new segment called Star. And it seems to be new movies and shows. So Disney Plus gives you kind of a real bang for your buck in terms of diversity. It ranges from Disney cartoons to Marvel, science fiction. It's endless. So that would be one that I would recommend. Another streaming service is Crave. And Crave is one of the few that you can simply get through your TV provider. It's a Bell product. I'm not sure how you feel about Bell. But Crave gives you quite a lot of variety in what you can get. And you can subscribe either online and watch it online, or you can subscribe through your TV provider, and then you get it, but essentially only on the TV. I did that at first, and then I switched over and did it a different way, but that's entirely up to you. They do have a 7-day trial where you can watch for 7 days and see what you think. And after that, what you can get through Crave is HBO Canada, Stars, and Showtime. And that's quite a bit. Now, the thing about Crave is it is easily the most confusing service to try to sign up for, because you can sign up for a little Crave or a lot of Crave. The one that I've been using for a while now, because it meets my needs, is called Crave, maybe Crave Premium. And that, the ordinary price is $24 a month, which frankly compared to the other services is a lot. But there are many specials, and currently I'm on a special, so I'm not paying $24 a month to have Crave. But I think it's in the neighborhood of 10. You can get Crave for $25, and it's movies, HBO, and Stars, or $20, it's just movies and HBO. You can get a Super Crave for $37, which includes the usual 3-plus Super Channel. And then there's what I call Mini Crave, which is only certain shows through Crave on HBO and Showtime. And that's $10 a month. So if your needs are few and you're happy with what you can get through the Mini Crave, then $10 a month would be your cost. But if you bide your time and luck into a deal, which I did, then you get a lot more Crave for the same price. So that's something to look at. So we have Amazon, Crave, Netflix, and Disney. And the one that, there was one that I had not spoken about, and it's largely just because I don't subscribe to this one, and that's Apple TV. But I have noticed, I've seen ads for Apple TV, and they do seem to have quality programming. They have original programming. Netflix and Amazon and I think Disney and Crave. Sorry, not Crave, have original programs. They have studios and they make shows. So not only are you getting recycled programs by the hundreds, but they also come up with new things, and they're often very high quality. Not always necessarily, but often. So it's a little, that's actually why many people have decided to no longer subscribe to cable TV. They say, why should I do that? It's expensive, and essentially everything that I want, and then some, is available through the streaming services like Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, and Crave, and Apple. So lots of people are, as they say, cutting the cord and only going with the services that are streaming. And if you play your cards right, if you subscribe at the right time, it is not horribly expensive. I think I pay, I think I am on the $14 Netflix plan. And my son and I split virtually all of these. So if you have a cost and you split it with someone, then you are only paying half. So it's not as expensive as it might sound initially. However, it's still money, and you're still going to be putting out money for streaming services, which includes lots and lots and lots and lots of movies and TV shows, old, new, just about anything you want is now on the streaming services. So truly, you don't need to hang on to your cable TV, although I at the moment still have cable TV. I'm a little bit still addicted to certain shows on certain nights on certain channels. But I can certainly see why people are saying, no, I don't need to do that anymore. So just to, here's a little something that I found out. Somebody said, well, which is better, Netflix or Crave? And the answer seems to be Netflix, because first of all, it can be shared, and Crave generally cannot be shared. It can be shared, and their total, this was probably from a few months ago, the total number of shows on Crave is 1,622, and then there's another 4,000 movies. So that's a lot of entertainment. That's a lot of bang for your buck. On Crave, which is the Bell product, it's 550 shows and 1,700 movies. So that in pure numbers, that seems like, certainly nothing compared to Netflix. The good thing, one of the few good things about Crave is that it is the only way to get HBO Canada. And sometimes that's something that, you'd like to see HBO Canada. Otherwise, maybe not. If you can, if you check into the prices and it looks like it's in your price range, subscribe to both Netflix and Crave, which, as I said, is Bell. And if you're really feeling flush, go for Amazon, Apple, and Disney Plus. You have unlimited, literally unlimited entertainment. And I'm not even mentioning sports here, because I don't watch sports on TV, but my understanding is that, yes, there are plenty of sports, along with TV shows, old and new, movies, series, and so on. So even though we will only now be able to start going to the movie theaters again, there's just so much entertainment on your home screen. So what I wanted to mention a little, just to not to belabor this, but Netflix, for example, has old shows like The Office, Brooklyn 99, and then there's a whole slew of them, Schitt's Creek, which is wonderful, a new show that they've made called The Crew, Vikings, Homeland, which goes way back. So again, just about whatever you want is on one or several of the streaming services. Now, what I can recommend currently on Netflix is a wonderful British movie called The Dig, about a woman in England just at the start of World War II. And they discover on her property that there is a settlement on that they dig up. So they do an archaeological dig on her property, find this wonderful archaeological amazing find. So that, honestly, on the surface, it doesn't sound all that interesting and exciting, and yet it is. It's a really excellent movie that I have no trouble recommending, and it's called The Dig. And another movie, it's a series actually that I can recommend, which my husband and I have been watching quite faithfully for a couple of weeks now. It's called The Sinner, and The Sinner has three seasons, and each season features a different cast of characters. It's a different mystery. There's a detective who's the one of the few continuing characters, and he's through all the different seasons. And again, it's quite fascinating. So that's one that I would definitely recommend. And if you just want a bit of irreverence, then there's a cartoon series, and I do love cartoons, and this is a cartoon series from the people of Matt Groening, who brought us The Simpsons, except it's as I said, irreverent and just bizarre. Anyway, again, I don't want to belabor the explanation, but if you have a chance to, and if you like cartoons, it's called Disenchantment, and it's on Netflix. Okay, and finally, and I won't take a whole lot of time with this, although I keep saying that, and then I do take a lot of time. We have the, at the Maison de Cinema. Yay! Maison de Cinema is back. And they have kind of a handful of English movies coming. There's nothing playing at the moment, but coming soon, and unfortunately they don't tell you how soon, will be yet another Ghostbusters movie called Ghostbusters Afterlife. There's a Minions movie called Minions, The Rise of Gru. And I'm, again, a huge Minions fan, so I would absolutely watch that. There's the latest 007 movie, and that's called No Time to Die. That's coming fairly soon. Again, this time around, they, unlike normal, they haven't put in the actual dates of when these movies will be starting. So I think they're starting sometime within the month, but probably not within the week. And another movie that's coming, again, a sequel, but a sequel to a good series called The King's Man. So again, I would recommend that. And finally, Wonder Woman 84, which I saw on TV. It was on kind of a special edition for about a month or so ago, and now it's back in theaters. And it is one of those movies which, yes, you should see it in a theater because it's very big and very splashy and very colorful and kind of supersonic. And finally, let's see, in terms of what's currently playing at the movies, currently meaning starting Friday, we have a movie about the Black Panthers, and that's in English. There's several other movies, and they're all in French. But the one that's in English is centered on the Black Panther organization from some years ago. Anyway, as I said, that's covered a lot of ground, and just wanted to let people know if you're interested in going to the movies. The movies are, or certainly will reopen without food, and the streaming services are just going gangbusters. There are so many streaming services and so much variety within those streaming services that one could easily never be without a screen going in your house or downtown. Anyway, that's it for me.
Okay.
For now.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about, and Maison de Cinema, the cinemas are opening this Friday, as you say.
Yes. Yep. But no food.
No food.
I guess you can't bring your own food. Like what you mentioned earlier, the reason there's no food is I think they don't want people taking off their masks in order to eat. So,
exactly.
Anyway, so have dinner first, or lunch, or a snack, or whatever, and then go to the movies.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.